First off, Assemblyman, just wanted to get your reaction to Mayor Sean Morse's reaction to your claims that you said that you saw Mayor Morse grab a woman in your pharmacy, Mara's pharmacy, and Mayor Morse is disputing that.
You know, actually, I was surprised they never really answered that question. He proceeded to go into a different avenue about what I did or did not do on that incident, which was over 30 years ago. It was an employee of ours, a person that I made sure was okay, and asked her what she wanted me to do. At that time, I did not realize that was actually Sean. It was told to me by she and another employee who it was after he had run off down the street. But she begged me not to call the police. And going back 30 years ago, I honored her wishes. But he never really answered the question. And that being said, it's extremely unfortunate to see what is happening. The mayor is understandably upset. I think we all realize that. A lot of us feel very bad for him and his family and also the city of Cohoes, because this is taking away from all the good work he's accomplished and many others working together. I am deeply troubled by his claim that I was trying to politically assassinate him. As we will be meeting tonight to discuss the $15 million that was secured with the help of Speaker Hastie, with the help of Senator Breslin, with the help and advocacy of Mayor Morse, and with the help of Governor Cuomo, we are now looking at a great gateway improvement for the city of Cohoes. But that is being overshadowed by this personal matter, of which nobody but the mayor and his wife were involved with, which is now taking on a life of its own. I've worked very closely with the mayor. At many neighborhood meetings, I have publicly supported and advocated the great work that he has done. The mayor also knows shortly after he was elected, and I did not support him in that election, but within weeks after that election, he and I both met, buried whatever little hatchet there may have been, and I was able to provide two large grants to the city of Cohoes to help him carry out his initiatives, one being the Veterans War Memorial that was just dedicated the day after this unfortunate incident. So for his claim to say that this was a political assassination is totally inappropriate and untrue. The reality is, I was at an event this past week. A reporter approached me, described every single element of the incident that happened 30 years ago and pointedly asked me, is this true, yes or no? People who know me know the one thing I will do is tell the truth. And the truth was, yes. When prodded to go further, I refused to get any further into the conversation because I know the history. And quite honestly, that was 30 years ago. What we need to do is focus on today. And today, we have a city on its knees because of this tragic fire. We have a mayor who I think has been working very hard for the citizens. No one disputes that. Has really been working on stirring economic development that is obviously being distracted by this incident. And as I've said now twice, and I'll say for a third time, Mayor Morse needs to sit down with his wife and make the best decision for him, his family, and the city of Cohoes. And whatever that decision may be, that will be it.
Do you think that decision should be for Mayor Morse to resign?
As I said, the mayor has to make his own decision. I've known Sean Morse better than almost anybody else in the city of Cohoes. He is a fighter. He admits he's a fighter. I personally don't think he's going to resign, knowing him. I think he's going to fight this to the bitter end. And that's all I have to say.
In our conversation with Mayor Morse, Assemblyman, he mentioned that, quote, John McDonald has his own checkered past. Any response to that?
This is typical of any individual under a lot of pressure. It's easier to deflect the issue away from the person involved and to basically do character assassination of every individual. And he basically made a totally false claim about Mayor Sheehan. He made total false claim about my colleague, Pat Fahey. And as everybody will come up and make claims, he will dismiss it. Listen, we get it. He's under a very difficult situation. I feel very bad about this whole situation from one end of a lifetime to the other. But to start to do character assassination of other individuals who actually were very truthful and answered the question is not in the best interest of the city of Cohoes, plain and simple.